Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, you're going to be so glad we sang that song when you hear what God has done, what I'm going to be telling you about. Did you pick that song just randomly? Okay, well, it wasn't random. That's Holy Ghost, because wait till you hear what I'm going to tell you. All right. All God's little children's come up here. Come on, little children's.
And the older children.
And the older, everybody's going to school. Come up here. Come on up.
Come on up,
come on up, Pastor Deb.
Everybody just make a line right across him.
All right. Pastor Deb's going to pray for
look
all these.
Look at all these. And somebody take a picture maybe of all these cool kids too.
Praise the Lord.
Look at all of them. Oh, I'm so glad to see these awesome kids.
Oh, there goes my announcements.
Hallelujah.
The wind's blowing
they
again.
They started a new school year.
Amen.
And all of the possibilities and the probabilities are going to be yes. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just let me high five every single one of
amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you,
me
Father,
too.
Dear, for the anointing.
Favor.
To the top. Thank you, Father, dear, for the authoritative anointing of favor. Thank you, Father, for the precious blood of Jesus that touches, not just touches, but keeps and surrounds and causes them to have authoritative answers.
Yes.
They are going to be answers to somebody's problem. They are going to be.
That's right.
They're going to bring a rhema word to people this year that's going to change
amen.
Their
amen.
Lives. Mark it. Mark it. You are God's ambassador to these schools. And Father dear, I'm thanking you because when an ambassador goes into their country, they have everything that they need.
That's right.
They have favor. They have status. They have provision. They have the right clothes. They have all of the right things in the name of Jesus to make them distinctive. And I'm thanking you, Father dear, for the precious anointing that is on each and every one of them. A spirit of wisdom. A spirit of counsel. A spirit of might.
Yes.
A spirit of godly confidence.
Yes.
Covers each and every one of our amazing children. And Father, I am thanking you for the eternal seeds of the Word of God that is planted in each and every one of them.
Yes.
That will not return void. And Father, as the saying goes, the cream always rises to the top. You are the cream. Everybody say, I am the cream. And I rise to the top. Y'all, put your hands out toward these, please. Father dear, I am thanking you for every gracious blessing that every time they are confronted with any kind of a situation, they don't come from below. They're seated in heavenly places, and you always download in them the God response. And I'm thanking you, Father dear, for delightful victory and surprises and blessings galore on each and every one of them, Father dear. They're blessed to be a blessing. In
amen.
Jesus' name, and everybody said,
amen. Amen. Now, everyone may go except for Kendall. Everybody may go except for Kendall. Praise the Lord. And now it's time to say goodbye. Not goodbye, just so long. This is Kendall's last meeting with us, and she'll be off to Bible college. And so, Danny and Jordan, Art and Amanda, Jesse, Chris, y'all come up here. Deb, come up here. Let's just lay hands on her, and we will send her out. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this one. We thank you for the blessing that she's been to us. We thank you for the blessing she is to the body of Christ. We thank you for the anointing on her life. And we thank you, Lord, for great favor as she goes off to Bible college. We thank you, Lord, for all that she is going to accomplish. The call on her life is strong. And we thank you for all that you're going to do. And we thank you that we'll get to see her many, many, many times a year. But we thank you, Lord, that she's with the other part of our family. And we're very grateful for that. We thank you, Lord, for favor on her life. Thank you for the right job at the right place. And we already know she's going to be with the right people. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for the great answers in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if y'all would like to give her a Holy Ghost handshake, I'm giving her one today. Praise the Lord. All right. You may be seated. All right. I called the children up. I got Kendall prayed over. Okay, next thing. I know I have no anointing for announcements. It's not my thing. It's Mac's thing. Okay, so Miss Pauline is in heaven. And so on this next Sunday, we will actually do a memorial for her here. What we're going to do is we're going to have church, and we're going to butt right up to it, her service, and then we're going to feed everybody. Okay? You're going to feed everybody, so sign up for it. Am I right?
Yeah.
And so Danny was looking like, so I was making sure I had the right cue there. But so we have some wonderful things. We've had some people write in that Miss Pauline taught, and it is precious, some of the things that have been said. And so the family's going to come, and I didn't want them to just be here and then have to go find their way to eat. So we're going to supply that for them. Are y'all on board? Amen. Okay, so we'll do that. So we'll do that right after church on Sunday. We'll have a, I'll try to talk to the preacher, and we'll have a short word. And then we'll bless Ron and his family, and thank God for Miss Pauline's entrance. Thank you to everyone who moved the furniture so many times. Thank you so much for that. And a big thank you to the men who moved the refrigerator and are going to move the refrigerator. So we're real grateful for that. Amen. All right. Now, I think I did okay. Since Deb and Danny aren't here, they won't know. I just wish that all the Sunday people would have come tonight, because you're going to be glad you came. Oh, some of the Sunday people are sitting over here. Okay, cool. All right. So, by the way, one other announcement is we just about have made a deal with the Spanish-speaking thing that we're going to do. And our Spanish-speaking people are going to be able to bring their phones in here. They're going to hit a QR code, and everything I say is going to revert to Spanish on their phones. And, you know, we have, I suspect they're still listening. I don't know, the ones in Guatemala. So, and they listen in English, but now we can send it in Spanish. So, praise the Lord. So we can put the word out to them that that's going to happen as well. And so, it's going to be a good deal. It's a real good program and just real easy for everyone to deal with. So going to be really good. Okay. Now let's go over to Psalm 46. We had a breakthrough on this Monday, Tuesday, and now Wednesday. You're going to be really glad you came, because this is very personal for you. So how many thermostats did y'all hear it on Tuesday? Okay. All right. So. All right. Now, this actually says here, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. Okay, and here it is. God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Think about it. There is a river. You hit it on that one, Jordan. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Think about that. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, the sons of Korah, this is a song of the sons of Korah. Now, the sons of Korah are Levites and they're musicians, okay? And so they're singing here about God being our fortress. So this is the case right here. Get it that this is not David's psalm. This is the sons of Korah, all right? Now, so it's composed by them. And it was composed when they were saved from what happened to their father when they came out the Exodus, okay? And so they were out in the wilderness, and you remember Korah led that rebellion? Y'all remember that? And so he got with about 250 guys and got them to go against Moses and Aaron. And then what happened was that the earth opened up and swallowed, and about 14,700 people died. Okay, and so So they literally saw their father and then saw him gone. I mean, it was over. And so he was a Levite. He had priestly duties. So now they're Levites. They have priestly duties and they're musicians. That's a good point to know here, because the Alamoth there are, it's pronounced several ways, Alamoth and Alamos. That's actually an instrument. Now, some people say it's music. But if you go back and you look and you dig into what the Jews say about it, it's both. It was a particular instrument. And the theory is, I love this. The theory is that it has a unique ability to arouse extraordinary joy. This instrument did. And then I'm presuming this, that after that, the flavor of what this thing could produce became a type of music. Okay? See what I'm saying? And I got that from way back, rabbis about that. So, all right. So, now, so we see them, and so they've seen how God can save, because they got saved. But one of the things they're doing, they're singing this song, but they also, In the midst of this song, the spirit of prophecy is on them. They're getting foreknowledge about this thing. Okay? And so they were seeing the future. And so they had a moment of inspiration, just like you could see that David, when he developed his music and his songs and his psalms, you could see that he was prophesying sometimes. We see Jesus, he said some things that Jesus later had to confess in order to actually die on the cross. Amen. And so these things are very important. Now, but what they have here is they're seeing two futures. You're going to get a kick out of this. So they saw that God would be present, and he was present in the time of this person called Sennacherib, people say. You know, different pronunciations. But anyway, king of Assyria. So king of Assyria is going to come in on Hezekiah, and Hezekiah is going to go to God and say, I need help, right? And so he does. And so he prays and he gets help, and the angel of the Lord comes, and the angel of the Lord slew all these guys. I think it was like 185,000. It's written somewhere in my notes, but I'm not really actually reading them, but we'll probably see them in a minute. So that was a prophetic psalm, okay? So But listen to this. The other thing they were prophesying is in the time of Gog and Magog. Oh, is right. That's now. That's when Iran attacks Israel. Are you with me? So we're talking about, they sang a song that is the future hasn't even happened yet. We're right here on it in the, in our times, as you can see. Iran, Russia, Turkey, all those named in Ezekiel 38:39, it says they will come against Israel. And we know that that's the big thing, right? Y'all know this stuff, I assume. If you don't, you'll learn it. So, they saw God helping in this time. And of course we know he does. We've read the end of the book. We know that at the end time war, that God's gonna, he's gonna help Israel. Amen. All right. Now, so what I want you to listen to is, we had just gotten to work, and Danny was over here working, and Deb had just walked in, and I just walked in, and the Spirit of the Lord dropped down on me, and I began to prophesy this, and I want you to hear it in the tone that it came out. Oh, please, come on. You got to work. Right there.
Great provision approaches. Records will be shattered at the great provision that is on the table for the people of the living God. And there will be those who leave their provision on the table. But I say take it. I say take it. America will change. Even thoughts of America will change. Even quickly those thoughts will change. For people turn over quickly. But deep in the hearts of my people, there will be radical change. Radical change. For the awakening is not only something that you will see, but you will taste and feel and listen to me deep down in your spirit. There will be something so different, so new. You haven't even had a clue of what it will be like. But I'm coming. And I'm coming in a new way. And I will shelter you in place. And I will provide like never before. And I will change situations quickly. And you will laugh and say the verse that had been spoken, "She shall not be moved, for I'll help her right early." That will be the case and the cause every time. I will come forth. Whatever has happened, I will come forth. I'll fix case and cause. Depend on me. For you have said you are committed. And now you will see my glory rise up and go in deeply like never before. Expect even your expectancy and your hunger to come forth. You ask for help, and I'll give you that help. For I can put desires for those who delight in me. I can put the desire there. And so I will. And so we will. And so you will see. And you will start saying, this is a brand new me. Even after all that I've known and all that I've done, I've now come into a place where the river flows in me, through me, like never before. But I would say to you, it will not just be on inside to outside, but everything you put your hand to do, if you will believe me, I will do what I told Adam. I will multiply it through you. I will produce through you. I will bless through you. I will favor through you. The marketplace has never seen what will happen to Christian people. Oh, there's been a few, very few, and you know them.
But now I cause you to rise up into those places. You take this today, daughters. You take this today, and you live in it. And I'll give you scripture to back it up, even this afternoon, and you'll see. And I'm also going to do something else. I'm going to give you signs of what I have said. I will bring forth this word that I have spoken today, and you will see it in a new manner and in a new way, and my glory cloud shall fill the place so thickly that you will not see each other's face.
That's it. Praise the Lord. How about that? Praise God. Praise God. Okay. So, now you picked up there on this part, Psalm 46:5, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and ride early. Now I believe what happened was he said, I'll show you even by the afternoon. By the time we got to thermostats, he began to reveal it. And so right early, he actually gave us a sign. He said afternoon, and then he shoved it forward. He did it in morning, and we're going to see that actually has something to do, and you may not get that, but try. So, so God's telling us here, of course, he's going to be very present in the things that are about to take place. God's going to foil the enemy's plots on the world scene, but he also wants us to know in your personal life that the enemy is going to be dealt with. And so I want you to look at this wording here in verse 2. It says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river. Now, I mean, he's going along there and then he says, there's a river? That's interesting to me. The streams whereof shall make glad. Now, what did the sons of Korah play? They played instrument and music that brought on extraordinary joy. You see that? Okay. So the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, God is in the midst of her. So now, if you look at this, you're going to say, if you look at it historically or prophetically, you're going to say he's saving Jerusalem, right? But it's also about God saving his people. Because a lot of times we see Zion or Zion, it's a hill in Israel, okay? But also, it's God's people. They call people like us Zionists, actually, because we believe that God loves Israel. Amen. Okay, and also, it's about the church a lot of times, if you read Hebrews 12. Now, so, here's an interesting thing. There is no river in Jerusalem. There's no river in Jerusalem. How many of you have been? You've seen? There's no river there. There's some tributaries. The Jordan doesn't run through Jerusalem. But this says there's a river. So what's the river then? I just submit to you that this is his mercy. This is his grace running through the place. Amen? It's his mercy. It's his goodness running through the place. And that's also what he wants to run through you. Some mercy and some goodness. He wants to run that through us corporately, and he wants to do that in the church of the living God and the ecclesia. He wants to do that just for you individually. And so God's going to defend us. He's going to protect us, and also he's going to strengthen us in the times to come. Not only that, but in this time, we can have great joy. We can have, like we were just singing and shouting a little while ago, we just have great joy. Amen. So the question then today would be, will you take it? Or is this just going to be just, you know, well, we just had a little Bible study and there was the word. Are you going to take? This is a prophetic word for us right now, and you have a chance to take it. It'd be wise if you'd look at these verses and know what's going on in the earth, compare them to what's going on, compare them to what you sense in your spirit, and you're going to see and know that God is up to something good. He's up to something good. Now, all the verses here are important, but there's three things that stand out here to me. The river verse, particularly since that's come up several times in our last few weeks, that there's a river of glory in the house. Okay? And then God is in the midst of her and will help her right early. That's a big one. And then be still and know that I am God. Now, I found out later that after that I had prophesied this and looked at this, that Miss Billy and Max, that one of the things that came out there was be still and know that I am God. That this actual psalm is on the hearts of many, see. Did y'all know that this was Martin Luther's favorite psalm? He quoted it all the time. There's so many things connected to this. It's just so cool. So, you know, God's in the middle of us. He's going to intervene for us. We'll not be moved. And it said this. It said right early. What's that? From the very break of day. From the very start. From the very break of day. So he wants to flow through us like a river. He wants to help us with everything. And he'll even, it said in that prophecy, he would even help put a hunger in us. Now, I just thought about that about all my relatives and all my friends. I will send this word out to them because some of them need to get hungry. I certainly want to be more hungry, but I want them to be hungry for the things of God. To have a good life, to get in this rest that we talk about. All right. So, you know, if you have a situation right now and God shows up right now, you're not going to be moved because God showed up. Amen. It's like when the bully picked on you and then your big brother walked up behind him. Right? You're like, you want some of me? You have no idea what's right there behind you, you know? I mean, that's the way it is. God is in the midst of us. All right. So, it's going to be like this. Okay, Lord, this is happening. Right now it's happening, but it's okay. I'm right here. That's what he's saying. I'm right here. And it said that right early. Listen, have you ever heard people talk about the 11th hour? That's so misquoted, you know, because people are like, well, you know, God, he waits till the last minute. That's not what that's about. Actually, you know, people make up silly stuff. It's not about God showing up at the last minute. That's actually about salvation still being available for those who show up at the last minute. Remember, Jesus was talking to them about the ones who went to work for the master, and he paid them a wage, and then the ones that shows up at 5 o'clock, which was the 11th hour on Jewish time, if you figure that out, that he paid them the same amount too, because he could if he wanted to. And so that whole theory of God making you wait isn't something that you need to really hold on to all the time. While it's true that we employ patience because we deal with people and we deal with life and we deal with different things like that, I believe there's just too much emphasis on God taking his time. It said he would come right early. Now I'm holding him to it. I'm holding him to it. He said he would do it, and he gave it to us in a prophecy. And it said at dawn. So let me go this way with it. Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God. You are the dwelling place of God. There's a river running through you. God wants to be in the middle of you. God wants to take care of you. God wants to get this stuff done in you and through you. And right now, this scripture's always been true, but then it came up in a prophetic way, letting us know that we, these people present, these people connected to us, that he means it right now, and he wants us to focus on it. You have to war a good warfare with the prophecies that are spoken over you. He gave us a launch, and he's saying, I'm going to get involved. Right. Let me get involved. Yeah. Come on, let me get involved. What do you want? Let me get involved. That's what he's saying to us right now. You remember the beginning of the prophecy? That we would be record-breaking things. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we knew each other in 2005, didn't we? Did we? Okay, and I knew Ron and a few of the others, but back in 2005, we all bought some Iraqi dinar. Anybody remember that? Remember, Mata? Okay, we've been together that long. So, Mac and Ronnie? Yeah, so we bought Iraqi dinar because they said that when it revalued, which it still will, it just never has yet, I still have mine. But they said that mostly Christians and soldiers had it. And so that if it just kicked in and went up one penny, millions would just come into the people of America. That we could pay off the national debt. I mean, it would just be a lot. So if you're sitting here thinking, I don't know how we could ever have record-breaking finance and record-breaking anointing and record-breaking miracles, I'm telling you, it's here. He said it, and I'm taking it. Come on, Lord. Show yourself strong, because you're the one that said it would be easy enough for the Iraqi people to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what, we're going to push that up to one penny. And I'd see some of y'all at the bank. Right? I mean, it could be that easy. It could, or any other way he wants to do it. But there's going to be record-breaking things. That means ideas, concepts, witty inventions coming into the minds of the body of Christ. Why? Why do we need that? Because we have to finance the end game here. We got to finance the end. We got to finance what's going to happen. We're going to need finances to get everything done in this great awakening. Because all of the people aren't going to fit in here. We're going to have to go to a stadium. Amen. Now, so dream big, people. So, the angel at Hezekiah, Sennacherib's time, that angel went out there, and before sun came up, he slaughtered 185,000 people, and Sennacherib went, I'm going home. He went home. He's like, no, I think I'll go on out of here. Uh-huh. You're going to see some of that. You're going to see some of that concerning Israel. Some of the ones that think they're going to put them out. God's got them. You talk about Iron Dome. Y'all know we're getting Iron Dome too. Praise the Lord. Anyway, it's greater than just what the Iron Dome that they physically have. I'm talking about Iron God. They're the apple of his eye. And guess what? So am I. So whatever enemy, whatever anything, I could just be sleeping tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and Annie and Boone will wake me up, and the enemy could be put down. Come on, church. You're going to have to get on this. You're going to have to believe this. Praise the Lord. Now, so you go to bed tonight, cast all your care over on the Lord, and wake up in victory. I told Deb, I said, this is going to be my confession. I'll wake up in victory. I wake up in victory. I wake up with a victory. I wake up with a victory. Amen. Y'all are always trying to have a victory. That's who we are. We are victory. They named a channel after us. That's what Bert Wimberly says. He says, man, they named a channel after y'all. Which, by the way, he'll be coming to do our anniversary, Pastor Burke. Praise the Lord. So, okay, so right now there's an enemy threatening America. Y'all know that, don't you? There's an enemy, okay? There's an enemy threatening you. Now, that's the case. The cause for it is that mankind has failed, and whether we like it or not, the church was in a religious sleep. For years, just in a religious sleep, not standing up, not talking, not using authority, we don't want to say anything. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. We have to say the truth. This is what we believe. This is what is right. We love you. We love all people, but this is still what is right. Amen. All right. So, but not just that, church, not just that. We have to pray and prophesy and declare and stand up for who we are and stand up for who God is so that things can move along. Prayer is the key. It's the key to moving the mountains and bringing up the valleys. And so with this power of God, this anointing of God, this glory of God, we can get so much more done. And that's what God is offering us. He's offering us to get in the middle of that. And so, you know, we can't just blame politicians. It's time for us to rise up. So, you know, the God said in that prophecy that the case and the cause have been taken care of. So the case is America hadn't been so great. Maybe your life hadn't been so great, but the cause has already been paid for. Jesus paid for it. He paid for my failures. I didn't pay for them. He paid for them. And so I just have to put that into place. Amen. And so the case and the cause, we need to remind ourselves, because that's what the Lord brought up to us, is that they've already been taken care of. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Amen. So there's a river. It's flowing right through us. It's making us glad. If man, ever since Pastor Nancy stepped up on that stage, we've all changed. When she came up there and started saying, if you really knew you had that, you'd be celebrating. You'd be celebrating. And she started doing her little. And then all the people got up there. It was so cute. I love watching all the white cracker people that can't dance. Doing all the, and then the cool black sisters. Going through the crowd. They got the hats on. It was cool. But what are they, what were we doing? We're celebrating because we know we'll win. We're celebrating because we know that God is in the midst of us. We're celebrating because, can I just say it like this? We know we have it.
Yes.
I mean, she said this. How would you act if you knew what you had, what you were believing for right now? How would you act? What would you do? Well, thank God. I guess I'm grateful. That's the ungrateful. Amen. Okay, so we have to press in on that, on this. Now, you know, I want to receive everything that's being offered to me out of this prophecy. Now, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, so I might have a little edge on prophetic stuff, but most of y'all have been with me for a while. Prophecy's not something you throw out there, and then people say, well, I sure do hope so. I sure hope that's right. No, you wage a good warfare with the prophecy. It launches you. That's what prophecies are for. They're not for me to read the future. They're for these kind of prophecies are to say, here, this is what God's offering you. Take it or leave it. That's what this is saying. So you can get God right in the midst of you. You can get God to do all these things right in the midst of you. Or you can say, well, I don't know, maybe. I'm taking it. I don't care if it was me speaking it. It was God speaking it. I heard it. And I want it. And so if he's going to get in the middle of everything I'm doing, I'm going to let him. I'm going to let him get in the middle of it, especially concerning Victory Church. Now, so I'm going to say yes to the offer. And listen, it's not like this. Okay, let's all confess that we're going to do this by faith. And then by the time you get to the parking lot, you don't even believe it. This has got to go home with you. You've got to live this for a while. Everybody listening online, you have to live this. Well, that was a good word that Pastor Roxanne had at Victory Church today. I'm telling you, God is telling you that he wants to work in the midst of you. And honey, listen, don't be saying, well, I know because my cousin Mabel sure does need some help. This is about the inside of you. This is about him helping the inside of me. This is about him helping us as corporate ecclesia. This is about him helping those that look like they're on jury duty might be crack a little smile. Okay. Now, so listen, I'm going to look at 2 Timothy 1:12 because now as we're about to close, I'm going to tell you what scripture to put in your heart and in your mouth so that you can have God in the midst of every project, every situation, everything that's going on. I'm going to give you the scripture, and half the people in here already know where I'm going. 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12. All right. For this cause, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For here, okay, here it is, and you don't even have to do that part. Do B part here. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Now, this is working hard for me daily. Daily, this has been working for me. Now, I'll read you in another version. I think this is the Passion. The confidence of my calling enables me to overcome every difficulty without shame. For I have an intimate revelation of this God, and my faith in him convinces me that he is more than able to keep all that I've placed in his hands safe and secure until the fullness of his appearing. So I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded. When I'm saying this, Lori, I'm talking to God, you know. I'm not just confessing something out there. I'm going, Lord, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I, Debbie, I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded, Lord, that you can do this. You're in the midst of me, and you can help me right now with any situation. You can help me figure out something on paper. You can help me figure out a problem. You can help me deal with rebellion in the church or anything else that's happening. You can help me. If something comes up and I try to get offended, he can sure help me with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm persuaded. Whether it be a person that I'm, a relationship I'm dealing with, whether it's lack, God will get in the middle of that lack and change it. What did he say in the prophecy? Record breaking. You know what I'd do if I were you? Go figure out what would break the record at your house. What would break the record? What's up there that'd break the record? What's up there break the record of your wisdom and knowledge? Or your love walk? What would break the record of you reaching out to people? Okay, let's go here. What would break the record of your humor?
Oh, yeah.
Or what you do so well? Randy's a musician. What would break that record? Because something spicy's going on. Why do I always remember y'all's prophecies? I don't remember anybody else's in here. That year stick to me like a sticky paper for some reason. But listen. What's going to break the record? What's the financial record? What's the most you've ever had in your savings account? Because you're about to break the record. What's the best vehicle you ever drove? Let's just get down to it right here. What's the best time you ever had with your family? Break that record. What's the best time you ever had in church? What's the best thing you ever cooked? I'm ready to break my record on that. Amen. I'll eat Lizzie's food. She's good at it. Whether it be a situation, a person, lack, pain, relationship, job, any condition that needs to leave you, a plan, a payment, he's going to get in the middle of it, and he's going to do it like this. I know whom I believed. Now, I work over here at this place. And I want you to get in the middle of where I work. Because I'm going to see miracles. I'm going to see record-breaking miracles at Southwest Airlines. I'm going to see record-breaking miracles at Hidden Falls. I'm going to see record-breaking miracles at Victory Church. I'm going to see record-breaking miracles down at Santa Vita. I'm going to see them at Text Bank. I'm going to see those. I'm going to see record-breaking miracles. I'm going to see them just sitting in my house. Things, the records are going to start getting broken. I'm taking that, church. Because we commit it to him. We need to memorize that. We need to look at it. All right, I'm almost done. Look, just do it like this. I believe my God, and I'm totally persuaded that anything I commit, he'll keep. I cast my care over on him. I come to him. I get in the rest. And not only does he give me rest, but he's going to give me joy in it. I'm not going to be doing this. Lord, I know you got this. Lord, I know you got this. It's not that kind of thing. Lord, I sure hope you got this. Man, I hope we got. Lord, are you going to come through? Now he right here. I got this. We got this. We have what we want, what we say, and most of all, what we believe. The Church of the Living God is going to wake up. And we're part of the ones waking up. It's time. It's time. It's time. I'm getting a wake-up call. You're like, well, Pastor, I hope you've been paying attention to the Lord. You're all the pastor of the church. Oh, yeah, I'm paying attention to the Lord every single day. I am that person. No different for you, though. But the truth is, I've still got lots of things to wake up to. And I'm going to continue to wake up. And the thing that God wants us to wake up to right now, specifically, is that he is here to win the battles for us. He is here right now. He's parked right here, and he's ready. He's saying, come on, we'll do a Jesse here. You want some of me? You know, that's what God's saying. He's saying, these are my kids. You want to say something to this girl? You better talk to me. That's what he's saying. He's saying that to lack. He's saying that to disease. Listen, if you get a bobo or a boo-boo, is it a boo-boo?
It's a boo-boo.
Bobo was the puppy. Boo-boo. Translation here. If you get a boo-boo, commit it to God right then. If you get an ouch, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I commit my body to you right now. Keep it. There's so many times that I've said this. I've said, keep me, Lord. Keep me right now. Keep me right now, and so I can work on this. And then I'll start working on it with scripture and start working on it with the word. Keep me right now. And he does. And you know, that's a good time when somebody smarts off to you. Lord, keep me right now. Thank you, Lord. It is. We are going to experience a breakthrough in joy like we never had. You're going to have some good days, even in the midst of the mudslinging and the evil regime that we're going to win anyway. And all the things that you're going to experience some good stuff if you just will. Because God is in, he's got a river flowing through us. And it breaks through to the outside. It's not just, well, you know, we'll be happy on the inside, even though nothing good is happening on the outside. You need to get that out of your thinking. Because if it's really happening on the inside, it'll start happening on the outside. That's why God wants you to already act like it's happening on the outside so that it can get through quicker. That's the whole idea. Celebrate. I got it. We got it. It's fine.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the funny thing, I saved this the best for last here. We're talking about that little instrument that they played. And so I actually looked up the word of what that instrument means in the Hebrew. And it means a bunch of giggling girls. That's what it means. A bunch of giggling girls.
Wow.
Or Mark Hankins, ha ha. Ha ha ha. That's what it means, that you're so excited. Yeah. God is laughing. He laughs in the heavens. He's looked at all this junk and these people that are so dark and are following, and he's just laughing. You know, I'm just at the point that I'm actually believing we're going to laugh so hard when we see some of the darkest people turn around and go the other way, because I just felt the Holy Ghost on that, because they're going to hit an experience and go, I'm wrong.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
We're going to see it with our own eyes. That's record breaking. That's record breaking. Y'all okay? All right. So I won't close with this. Let me look real quick at the prophetic and I'll. Great provision approaching. Records will be shattered, and the great provision that is on the table for the people of the living God, and there'll be those who will leave the provision, but I tell you to take it. Take the provision. Take the love. Amen. Take the love being shed abroad in your heart for other people. Amen. Take it in Jesus' name. Take the finances. Yeah. You're like, well, I don't need any. Good. That's exactly where you need to be. Yeah. So you can give it away. Yeah. I mean, right now we're helping build churches. South America. Quite a few of them. El Salvador, Guatemala. What's the one that starts with? Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, and Colombia. We're doing that. In fact, the ministry called us the other day and wanted to know if we needed anything. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? We're partners. I'm not KCM. That is Mac Hammond. Okay, now, which we're partners with them as well. Now, let me just remind you of a couple of things. Radical change for the awakening. You're gonna have more of a response than just watching people dance like chickens. That's fine. That's good that everybody's getting a hoop-de-doo. I love it. I'm glad people dance and have fun. It's in here. It's in here. People are gonna know the living God. I'm going to know him better. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to know him better by sunrise tomorrow. That's my confession. I'll know him better. He's my father. He's my papa. He's my friend. The highest prophetic anointing is friendship. It's higher than any prophet. And you can be a friend. I'm coming and I'm coming in a new way, and I'll shelter you in place, and I'll provide like never before, and I'll change situations quickly, and you'll laugh and say that verse, she shall not be moved, I'll help her right early. There's coming a day when people are going to stop doing ugly things to that flag. It's coming. That'll be the case and cause of everything. I'll come forth for whatever has happened. Da, 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 da. I'm going to fix everything. Putting the desires in us. Not just on the inside, though, but also on the outside. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we thank you for that you bothered to speak to us. That you bothered to bring us this. And so we embrace this. We take this. We will not be moved. You will help us right early. You'll help us early in the morning. You'll help us all day long. You will help us get the jobs done early. You'll help us arrive early. And some of the things we've been waiting for are now on our doorstep even now. They're on our doorstep even now. Things that we believe for, things that we prayed for, they're on our doorstep even now. The changes that we've desired, they're on our doorstep even now. We open that door. We let the river run through. We believe you, Lord. We believe you for this word. We take you at your word, as we've heard before. We take you at your word, and we say that we agree. And we receive the river that runs through us. We receive the river of joy. And we're going to be glad because we're going to watch you do all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's receive our offering. Glory to God. Who really liked the prophecy? Actually, I have a few copies. Okay, now, this many people, Amanda, we're going to have to make copies. Sure. We'll make some copies, because I didn't know how alive y'all would be, but I'm so glad I underestimated. Live it. Believe it. If you would like to give via text message, text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link. We thank you for all the partners out there. Thank you for blessing us. We receive your funds that come in. And we bless you. And we believe that you are blessed beyond measure. And that the same word that we preached in here today that you've received it and you sow into it, and you're going to get a harvest for it in Jesus' name. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. All right. God is good. Go ahead. Pick up the offering. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! It's good, isn't it? I mean, God is on the move. More than we know. You know, if you just go and read the headlines, you'll just be messed up. They're just useless. They said this and they said that. And that was just two rich guys that got together and talked together. Actually, that was pretty awesome to watch two people who knew how to solve problems get together and talk. That was just amazing. When you get two problem solvers together, you can change the world. Amen. One in 100,000. One person in 100,000 are problem solvers. Me and you and you and you and you and you. We're all them. I don't know where the other thousands are, but that's us, right?
That's right.
That's what they say. I don't know. With God, we can all do it, right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Father, we thank you for every tither and giver in the room. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And we thank you that it is given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You always give back to your people. You always multiply. And, you know, it's so easy, Lord, just to for that to work for us. If we'll just say it. Just say it, and it'll be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I told Danny, I said, you know, I'm going to save very much money this year. I need to have some money in my savings account. And I haven't talked about it, and I spent money traveling and stuff. And I said, I need to start confessing that I'm have some extra money coming in. So I just do. I confess I have some extra money come in. Within 3 weeks, I had $4,000 extra dollars come in from outside sources. That's pretty good. I didn't do it. I just know that it's there. Why? Because I'm a tither and a giver. And it's always worked. It's always worked. Anything that's ever broken has gotten fixed. We just had two air conditioners go down here in the church, and they were fixed this morning. God takes care of us. He takes care of everything. Y'all like the new floors?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're still collecting for Victory by the Foot if you want to give to it, but it is already paid for. Praise the Lord. But if you want to sow into it for your part, you can. Thank you, Jesus. Probably our next project will be that we're going to sow into a $3,000 amount to get our Spanish speaking up. It's going to cost $3,000 to get it going. And so we're going to sow into that, and then our Spanish speaking people can get online. It's exciting. Glory to God. We can even speak Hebrew on it. It's so cool. We can Italian. We can do any language we want to. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. I don't know if they can do Cajun. That might be a little difficult.
Alabama.
I was in the elevator with a man from England, and we were talking and about his accent, and we talked back and forth about it. And I said, you know what they say about us, don't you? They say that we are your exact accent slowed down. And he said, I can see that. I saw a lady do that.
Yeah.
She taught was English, and they slowed it down, and they sounded just like me. So one of the kids said, Mama, where's Jesse Wallace from?
Oh.
Her accent's different than ours.
East Texas.
And she says, well, Jesse has an East Texas accent. Ours is a little different. Yours is a little bit different. The kids noticed that. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I personally like your accent. It's really very nice.
I appreciate that.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Loopy has a different accent. She's from Lockhart. She has a different accent than I do. But we're all God's people.
Amen.
Does anyone have anything we need to pray for before we go? We'll go out of here. Everybody good? After that, you ought to be good.
Yep.
We're going to win.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. See y'all Sunday. Don't forget to sign up for food for Pauline's event.